Florida News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump calls it a double standard, comparing his classified documents case to that of Joe Biden. Mr. Biden will not face charges for the possession and distribution of sensitive materials, while Mr. Trump is being prosecuted following the highly publicized FBI raid on his Mar-a-Lago home. And while he is apparently off the hook, President Biden is pushing back at the special counsel because he questioned Mr. Biden's mental acuity.
In the special counsel's report, Mr. Biden was described as an elderly man with poor memory. At an evening press conference, he responded angrily to questions about his mental fitness.
My memory is fine.
Reporters then peppered him with questions about his age and fitness for office. He dismissed those concerns as reporters' opinions. The president also denied sharing classified information. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Russian President Putin, interviewed by Tucker Carlson, is urging Washington to recognize Moscow's interests and persuade the Ukrainians to sit down for talks.
Putin said in the interview aired Thursday that Russia stands ready to negotiate a potential prisoner exchange that would free Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. He was detained in March on espionage charges he denies. Most of the interview, though, focused on Ukraine, where the war's nearing the two-year mark. Putin repeated his claim that his invasion of Ukraine, which Kyiv and its allies describe as an unprovoked act of aggression, was necessary to protect Russian speakers in ethnic Ukraine and halt its accession to NATO. I'm Charles Dudledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he's ordered the military to prepare an evacuation plan for the population of the southern Gaza town of Rafah ahead of an expected ground invasion. On Wall Street, the Dow down 52 points, NASDAQ up 128. This is SRN News. Liberal religious groups launch a get-out-the-vote campaign.
Evangelical Christians aren't the only ones mustering their forces ahead of the 2024 elections. Various left-leaning church leaders say they will seek to mobilize their followers in a 30-state offensive aimed at getting President Biden reelected. What's being called the Poor People's Campaign will also seek to elect lawmakers who will enact universal health care, affordable housing for all, a $15 minimum wage, and fully funded public education. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri senators have voted against allowing abortion in cases of rape or incest. Republicans have defeated a Democratic proposal to allow exceptions for rape and incest under the state's current ban on almost all abortions. In 2022, Missouri lawmakers banned abortion except in cases of medical emergencies. Meanwhile, abortion advocates are trying to amend the state constitution to allow abortions in cases of rape, incest, or fatal fetal abnormalities until viability. SRN News. Police in Florida called in to corral a runaway roo.
It was spotted hopping around in the pool area of a Florida apartment complex. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office released video and still photos Thursday of the kangaroo, including some footage shot from a helicopter. The agency also released audio of a female resident of the complex calling in to report seeing a large kangaroo bounding around the pool. Deputies were able to figure out the animal's owner and reunite them, the agency said in a Facebook post. No injuries to the kangaroo or any people were reported. Keith Peters reporting.
Based on yesterday's oral arguments, questions asked by the justices, it would appear the Supreme Court is leaning in favor of Donald Trump's argument against states, including Colorado, being able to bar him from the primary ballot. There is even some speculation of a possible 9-0 ruling by the high court. More details, SRNNews.com.